Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
He swings here, hits a ground ball right to Manny, even with the bag at third base, sidearm sling across the diamond. Perfect to Hosmer. Couple of ground ball outs for you, Darvish. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning.
The Hell Omega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer is coming to Petco Park August 29th, and tickets are available now. Grab yours for the show at Padres.com/concerts.
Do you have a favorite Green Day song?
I do not.
Mine is Waze Goose.
Do you know that one? I don't.
That's a good one. I wonder if they'll play it. We'll find out. What's the day of the concert?
August 29th.
There you go.
Jesse Agler, weaving Waze Goose in. He joins us now on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I got a beef with you right out of the chute.
I'm here for it.
Yo, last week I heard you talking about this. I thought the way I used Waze Goose was kind of funny and different and not sort of the normal way we do this. And you were taking it as some sort of like victory lap. Like you thought you pinned me into some kind of corner. I was just trying to do it different.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, if you can,
it felt like a give up.
If you can give that crazy explanation talk and sleep well at night, that's fine. I'm
like
fine with
baby.
It.
Like a baby.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Kind of edge of our seats. Got to monitor Twitter, looking for that passing tweet, that Rosenthal tweet. How do you maintain during trade deadline? Are you just kind of wait and see what happens? Are you one of us where you're kind of constantly scroll? I was feeding my child yesterday and phone in the other hand, my chin holding up the bottle as I was scrolling Twitter, waiting for a passing bomb.
The best thing you can do for your mental health, and what I did a couple of years ago, is you put on around trade deadline time the notifications that every time Passan or Rosenthal tweets, it comes to your phone, like it beeps at you or whatever. And I already have that set for everybody who covers the Padres. So I don't have to go looking for the information. The information comes to me. And that way you don't just constantly sit there refreshing and pulling down and pulling down and pulling down and driving yourself crazy.
Well,
so
Jesse,
I add this time of year, I add those other guys into the notifications.
Well, then I'm going to miss notifications from Mike Hawk and guys of that, the fake guys that are
right.
I miss those, which I like those. I enjoy those very much.
Okay. Well, that's your choice.
It's fine. I got a nice message yesterday from Mr. Hawk. This is a true story.
What?
Yeah, he says, hello, Mr. Woods. I heard I was mentioned during a segment on your radio show. Do you know where I could listen to that? I sent him the link. He said, okay. I listened to the whole show. Very good. Again, Mike Hawk.
Who was the guy back in the day? It was like incarcerated something or other. He was like the guy that was always fake breaking fake things.
Oh, it was a guy. Well, he still does it. Barry. And
does
he can't say his last name on the radio. Okay. Yeah, it's very, I mean, you can say Mike.
Yes,
Hawk.
I know.
Yeah, you just can't say fast, but you can say it.
Sure.
So apparently we have a new listener to the program. And yeah, I mean, look, it's that time of year. What were your thoughts when they got Adam Frazier? Because I was pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's one of the best hitters in baseball this season. And I think anytime you can add one of the best hitters to your team, that's a good thing. And, you know, I think a lot of people sort of had the knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, they're just, you know, collecting as many guys as possible. They'll see how it works out. That's not how these guys think. They are very strategic. They are very forward-thinking. They're playing three-dimensional chess here. And, you know, I have a hard time imagining a universe where, excuse me, AJ Preller and friends go out and acquire somebody like this without kind of a plan in mind. Now, we all sort of, you know, can guess what the plan is, but I think it'll probably take a few days for us to kind of get a better understanding of how they're going to use it. But I love it, man. He's a great hitter. He's having a great season. And this is what you do if you're going for it. You add guys like this and you sort of, you know, go from there.
Yeah, you kind of figure it out. And we were talking about it today. It's you can almost count on it, right? Anytime, and you've seen this, you've called a million games. Let's say the you know, Padres get a reliever. It's always the first guy out of the pen. You're like, ooh, I want to see. Like, I think when Rosenthal got here last year, it was like the day he got it, like, hey, man, go get loose. You know, you want to see the new guy, get him acclimated, use the new toy, so to speak. Now, should we read a bunch into tonight's lineup? Like, for example.
No.
Okay.
I heard you earlier. I'm going to have to grab coffee.
All right.
Ask me.
Here's the deal. Okay. First of all, there's a lot of action. Okay. You got a lot of things going on. Don't forget, Will Myers' knee is a little bit sore. So that's part of it. There's lefty righty stuff. They're not going to straight platoon anybody because that's sort of like 10 year ago thinking. It's now more detailed than that. It's about matchups. It's about how they like a guy. It's about what kind of form he's in. It's about how he's feeling physically. Those are the things that they're going to sort of think about and look to every day. So what they do today is going to be different than what they do tomorrow, which is going to be different Thursday against the Rockies and so on and so forth. Like reading into tonight's starting lineup. And I agree with you. I expect Frazier to be in there because, like you said, you want to get the new guy in there, get his feet wet, just let him feel like a normal baseball player. If he's sitting on the bench all day, it's kind of a pins and needles situation. So, yeah, I'd expect him to start. But, like, if he's in right or if he's at second, whatever it might be, like, I don't think that there's any reason to be like, well, now this is the new normal. Like, that's just way oversimplified.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, you know, it's funny. You saw a couple of guys last night that are have been mentioned in trade talks. Rogers from Minnesota. He left, I think, with an injury. And then you saw Trevor Story wear one from Ohtani last night. And, I mean, that you can't – it's hard. Like, you can't risk that. But it's just got to be such a tough time. You've been around these guys for a long time and players in other organizations. It's got to be – just the gnarliest week for these guys. And really, there's about three guys on the team that have their feet up going, well, it ain't going to be me. And the rest of them, with A.J. Preller as your GM, you just never know. It's got to be terrible.
So difficult. And look, they're professionals, and they deal with it. And you know, Will Myers has talked about this a lot over the last few years because he's been so involved in so many trade talks, it seems like. And, you know, he's been really open and honest about it and really kind of thoughtful. And it is difficult. Like anybody who tells you it's not, I have a hard time imagining they're being honest. You know, they all accept and understand the reality of the business. But these guys are human beings, man. Just like, as I always say, like put yourself in or put them in your shoes, right? Like whatever job you have out there, you know, now imagine you're sitting there going out to work today and you're going, man, on Friday, they might get rid of me. They might not, but they might get like, how are you ever supposed to be able to sort of do your best over the next few days? But that's what these guys have to do, and it's what they do. They are so incredibly mentally strong, every single professional athlete I've ever met. You know, to sort of be able to get to where they are and to have the success that they've had, they have to be able to push through stuff like that in a way that I think most of us are really, frankly, not wired to do so. You know, I mean, a regular person would be a basket case facing what these guys face on most days. And this week is probably one of the most difficult weeks of the entire year because, as you said, there's a very, very, very small handful of them that, you know, can put their feet up in the clubhouse and be like, well, I know I'm going to be here. But for, you know, everybody else, even if you're sort of pushing it all the way down in the back of your brain, like it's still there. it's still there. And the fact that they can go out there and hit 98-mile-an-hour fastballs while all of that is happening is a heck of a thing.
Yeah, knowing you may end up after, you know, after, like, Frazier talked about it. I mean, it was in the middle of a game there, you know, and that happens all the time. He gets pulled down into the tunnel. Hey, thanks for everything. You're on your way to San Diego. And it's just got to be such a shock. It, you know, look, it's kind of like renegotiating a contract. You've been there. I've been there. It's nerve-wracking. It's hard to get up and do your job. Do they want somebody else? Are they talking to another show behind the scenes? It's tough. And it happens to these guys seemingly every single year. And it's usually the same bunch of guys. Like you mentioned, Will Myers. That dude has been going through this now for, what, five trade deadlines in a row? Always mentioned. Always somebody other teams are interested in. Got to be rough on that guy. And the rest of those guys. So I really do feel for him, Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, they are people. And it's very, very easy to forget that as fans. I actually think, generally speaking, as fans, we are better about that now than we used to be. You know, kind of seeing athletes as human beings and what's going on at the Olympics right now. Simone Biles, another good example. Like, these are people. They go through the same things we go through, and they're doing it publicly. They're doing it on a big stage. It's a thing. And I feel like there used to be no appreciation for that whatsoever.
None.
Even when we were growing up, which isn't that long ago, like, it was just not something that was ever talked about, discussed. It was just sort of baked into being an athlete, like, hey, sorry, that's part of it. And even with social media and some of the vitriol that these guys are exposed to now on a more regular basis, I do think that generally speaking, fans have a much greater appreciation today for the sort of mental health aspect of it, the human aspect of it, than we've ever had.
I think so too, and I think there's safety and strength in numbers, especially when it comes to that. You know, we've never been shy about using our platform for it. If you need help, go get help. Doesn't mean you're soft. You know, you hate that word. It just doesn't apply to these guys. These guys and these women that do that. It's just such a it's almost miraculous what they're able to do with their bodies and their minds at the same time. Baseball being such a good example of what a grind that season is. You know, compounded by this week. But hey, listen, we are baseball fans. We want the best available guys for our team. I'm so excited and interested to see what's going to happen this week, Jesse. And you know, with that dude at the helm, you just never ever know what he's capable of pulling off.
No, I mean, that's the sort of added thing this week. Like, even if you had, it's going to sound weird, but even if you had a normal general manager, right? Like a
no, guy. I know exactly what you mean.
You know, like someone who just was active in the usual way, like, this would still be a crazy few days, and it would still be very exciting, and it would still be very tense. But AJ is next level. He really is. And I mean that as the ultimate compliment. Believe me, like, he is going to keep us all on the edges of our seats up until, what, 5 minutes after, you know, the deadline on Friday afternoon, because, you know, those deals can happen at the last moment. They get released afterwards. Like, you know, he could do two huge things today, and we still would be having the same conversation tomorrow. Like, think about it. Like, they pulled the Frazier deal off yesterday, and, like, we're like, okay, what's next?
Like,
that's
what
our default reaction to, which is wild, because that's not normal, and that's how much fun this all is right now.
It so is. Talking to Jesse Agler, Padres radio broadcaster, voice of the Padres, our pal, the Incorporator. Let's get to the word. And look, I know we've talked before. You're not a music guy at all. Are you? Are you a television guy? You watch shows, right?
I watch shows usually, like, in the off season.
Okay.
During the baseball season, I become incredibly myopic, is the fancy word for not paying attention to anything else in life besides baseball. But yeah, like, I'm up enough on shows.
I have a celebrity word for you today.
Okay. You're not letting Paul do anything, I've noticed, by the way.
No,
he didn't ask one question.
No,
he doesn't get to do the word.
He's furiously working over there.
Thanks, oh, okay. Jesse. I appreciate that.
Yep. I mean, listen, I'm a bit of an attention whore, as you know. So have you heard of a television show on FX called Dave?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, so their producer, Max Surley, is a massive, massive Padre fan. Massive. Okay. Loves you. Loves the Incorporator. It's his favorite thing in the world. He's a producer, he's a writer, he's very, very talented and brilliant. The show is incredible, highly recommended to you. It's a bit silly. Oh, it's so good. So good, so deep, so funny. So it's his word. He wanted to give a word, and I go, dude, that word is outstanding. Now, tough word, easy definition. So Paulie, if you would please.
Do I get to hit the button?
You get to hit the button.
Okay.
Pulchritudinous.
If you can't say it, I feel like it's okay. Let me hear you say it.
Pulchritudinous.
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 Spell it.
I will spell it. PULCHRITUDINOUS.
Pulchritudinous.
Text me the word.
I will text it to you. And here's the definition.
Sure, because that matters.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Easy. This one right
That's
out.
An easy one. The definition is beautiful. Pulchritudinous. I cannot wait to hear it tonight on the broadcast. It better
wait,
not.
The definition is literally something beautiful, yeah. Or you haven't gotten to it yet?
No, beautiful. No,
beautiful.
That's it. That's the definition. Oh, okay. Beautiful. Pulchritudinous.
That's a big adjective.
It really, really is.
How many letters are we talking about, and is that an incorporated record?
It's got to be.
One, two, three,
it's
16?
16. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You poked the bear last week, so this is what you get in return.
Okay.
I texted you. I texted you the definition. Like, here's an example. Her pulchritudinous looks charmed. Wait, that doesn't make sense. The wedding planner provided lush, pulchritudinous flower arrangements. There you go.
Yeah, you hear that all the time.
All the time. All
and so this is the time. So we had a celebrity word chooser.
Correct.
Selector.
Yeah, Max Surley, executive producer of the program, Dave. He picked this. He loves you. He loves this bit. He loves the Padres. We text about the games every single night. He's phenomenal.
On Twitter so I can yell at him?
He's not on Twitter. That's the funniest part. So he comes to me for like all these rumors. I'm like, bro, just get a Twitter. He's like, I hate Twitter. I'm not doing Twitter. I'm like, okay.
He's smarter than all of us.
Yeah, pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous.
Yeah, it's a celebrity word by Max from Dave. And we love you. We're going to see you out at the ballpark later. Jesse, me, and Paulie are going to be down there. So let's say hello and chop it up.
Pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous. All right, my
Beautiful.
Friend. Good
Thanks,
talking
Max.
To you. The great Jesse Agler.
See, Jess.
Here on Ben and Woods. And he joined us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.